Where's Jill?
She's really lonely and out walking the cornfield again.
Do you think they will ever find his true love?
Not hanging out with us all day.
We used to be lonely.
Until we met on Farmers Only.
FarmersOnly.com is the new online dating site for farmers, ranchers, and good old country folks.
You don't have to be lonely at FarmersOnly.com.
City folks just don't get it.
We just don't get it, Eva. Us city folks and our airs and pretensions.
Man, I just don't.
That's our new sponsor, folks. FarmersOnly.com. I don't think there's a lot of overlap between that site and J-Date. Call it a hunch. I think that's pretty much what Farmers Only means by city folk.
I think there's a lot of Jewish farmers, actually.
Really?
Especially in America.
If I had to guess one thing that Jews didn't do, one was quarterbacking, two, farming. It's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. She is Eva Crickshin. The
Hello.
Show site in papasbasement.com. Go there for a new show every week, as well as my writing, whenever I get off my royal ass and do that. But there's a bunch already up there that went nowhere. So dig through it. Go through the archives.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tweet us. I'm at Papa's Basement. I'm active there. Because that isn't a lot of writing. That's 140 characters.
Characters.
It's very simple.
I'm at Orchard Eva, but I'm terrible at Twitter, so I apologize.
Nothing.
I do nothing.
You do
I'm
nothing.
Better on Facebook, so get with me on Facebook. Just Eva Crickshin.
Everyone can stalk you.
Sure. I would love a stalker right now.
You have stalkers.
Who?
The Chewy and the Gnome guys. Chewy and the Gnome are both going to stalk you.
We love you, Chewy and the Gnome.
I think as a team, they will stalk you. They'll pull out your eye sockets like the guy at the end of the new episode of True Detective.
I can't wait to die.
And then they will... can't wait for the end of the show. That would be really selfish. I am such a pal, I will kill you if you give me a good episode.
You're such a good friend.
I really am.
Yeah.
I just give and give and give.
Yeah.
There's also a Facebook site, which, you know, screw Facebook. 1 in 10 updates you will actually see. They love doing that, unless you pay them money. You know why? Because it's run by a city folk, if you know what I mean. Mark Zuckerberg, very
city folk. He really doesn't make a lot of money, so...
He's hurting.
I feel bad for him.
Me too.
He's hurting. He's kind of like, you know...
Still on that same first Asian wife. Come on.
Eating ramen every day, like, just kind of getting through. It's day by day for him.
Is it weird to me that I get the vibe, like, he lost his V-card to Leslie Chow, or whatever her name is?
Oh, you know he did.
And he's with her, and he's married to... Like,
he loves her.
I don't care how many billions you have. If you've played with one vagina in your day, I'm a richer being than you are.
Maybe her...
Like, don't get...
Maybe her vagina is the size of, like, a cherry.
Well, yeah, she's Asian. It's like Death Star tractor beam, but... I don't care how good it is. You're going to get tired.
Yeah, but he's... chosen, so
I
think that maybe he's...
Look, I get it. If you've already been with like 10 chicks, then the 11th is like, you know, it's diminishing returns. But if you've been with one, he would so gladly give half to be with a second girl. Mark my words on that.
Well, maybe he doesn't want to give half.
Yeah,
Maybe he's smart with his money.
You think so? Those city folk.
Those city folk are smart with their money.
City folk really do stretch a dime. I don't even know why I'm going through this because I'm done with the show. This is the last episode.
Yeah.
I was given a modeling offer. I was scouted as I walked out of the bathroom and ate a cookie in a t-shirt covered in cat fur. Laugh all you want. This is how Ashton Kutcher was found. This is how the dumb guy from American Pie, Chris Klein, is that his name?
Which one?
Yes, that's how he was found. And let's just say didn't have to go to old Hollywood to make it happen. Because Just an Illusion, spelled A-L-L-U-S-I-O-N, but then right underneath it says Illusions by Francine. So I'm kind of confused. But Francine Smith scouted me and said, you have a look. Do you want a model?
Ooh.
And at this point in my life, I'm like, I don't care if it's fetish modeling and I'm going to get scatted upon.
This was after you came out of the
after I'd taken care of mine.
The dumper?
Yeah.
Today.
After I had launched one off the flight deck.
Why don't you
think
they picked me? Because I'm dressed like I should be an 8 Mile right now.
You look like a little valley girl trying to do like Tupac Shakur circa like 96. You have your little blue bandana on and my hoodie because like a moron, it was pouring rain. And you're like, I love the rain. This is my weather. And you're just prancing. Or, like you were just standing outside in it like a retard dog.
Like Shawshank.
Like just trying to get, not even, you didn't have your arms up.
Yes,
I told you to Shawshank. Yeah, after I told you to Shawshank.
No, Shawshank.
I was like, Shawshank 2, 3, 4. Like a pissy Bob Fosse. But before that, you're just like a dumb pet at the back door that no one wanted to get up. Like they're in the middle of American Idol and they're just staring at Fido. Getting dumped.
All right, so you're going to be a model.
I am.
So this
is
the last
show. Model. A jewelry model.
A jewelry model.
Yeah.
What is, like, yeah. Can I say that?
I guess a cock ring, maybe.
A cock ring?
That would be the dream. But I'll settle for, like, George Costanza hand modeling.
Okay.
Which I could never do.
Yeah, I don't. I'm looking at your hands right now, and they're.
I have stumpy little gerbil
fingers. They're meaty and.
Scarred.
Scarred.
Talk about what scarred working man hands I have.
They're blue collar hands. Maybe it's for a blue collar magazine.
In light of what happened in South Carolina, I don't want to make light of this, but my hands look like a slave's back.
Oh my God.
Just putting that out there. They do. They've got those fibrous scars all over them.
John Papagiorgio. We can't make light of that.
We can't. It was a sad thing. Why are you smiling? You're smiling and winking.
No, I'm not.
As we talk about the shootings
in South Carolina.
I am
not doing that, guys. I'm not doing that. He's lying.
You're now doing Yosemite Sam guns in the air. You're mouthing pew pew. That's messed up.
I just pulled a Confederate flag out of my vagina.
Yeah. And you dabbed the tears of joy in the corners of your eyes.
Stop.
You're a disgusting being.
That was awful.
No, we'll get to that in a second.
Yes, we will.
We're going to tease a mass murder.
Yes, we are.
We have lighter material before that.
We do.
No, there's not much. I'm quitting the show with the modeling. I wonder what the jewelry is.
I'll
because
really miss you.
Francine was totally confused as to how I was, who I was. She was like, I recognize your voice. I saw your show on YouTube. And as she said each thing, I'm like, she's dwindling in terms of like the percentage odds that it really was me.
Okay.
She was talking about. She's like, I've heard your show. I'm like, okay, I have a radio show at the public access station. So far, so good. She's like, you had two rappers on. Like, do not remember this, but continue, Francine. She then said she saw me like live in studio with two rappers on YouTube. Don't know what was going through Francine's head. Made me laugh. I just played along. I was like, that was me. I did have rappers in the studio. I've had one rapper once. Friend of the show, Tay Black.
Me.
Okay, you're right. Two rappers. What's your rap name?
Little Till.
I thought I was going to be Lil Priv.
Ah, because I'm privileged.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
You are.
Yeah.
You just snap your fingers and money rains down.
Well, you know.
And then every so often you cry and you're like, big riches and all it's cracked up to me, John. And I just laugh. Like, you stupid bitch. You stupid bitch and your rich girl problems.
Well, I'm glad you're going to be a model. Like
me too.
I mean,
it's been a long, hard climb. Let's be honest. I've been dieting for years to keep everything you see here together.
What if it's like
I'm like Romani Malco in 40-Year-Old Virgin. I'm like this hair, this face. You think this happened accidentally?
What if it's like piercing modeling? What if they need you to get like the Prince Albert?
I just hope it's like both nips. And then right through my nose like a bull. And then I could do Mad Max 4.
Like a what?
Oh, wait. Like a bull. I can't. You can't mispronounce bull.
Bull.
No, now you're saying it wrong. It's bull.
It's bull.
Bull. B-U-L-L, like pool, but with a B.
Pool.
Pool.
Bull.
Bull. I'm going to win this one.
I love how you pronounce things.
I'm going to win this one. You are the one.
Stop playing with your hair.
Oh, my model hair?
Because you're a model already.
I get to toss it about.
You're like fluffing it around.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Maybe they want you to be a hair model.
You do have nice hair. Because it's thinning.
No, it's not.
It is. Look at that.
That is not thinning.
Right here. Look how it's thinning.
You are nuts about that.
It's thinning.
You have so much hair.
It's thinning.
Oh, my God. You have so much hair.
I just stare at it in the mirror every day.
For 45 minutes.
Yeah, I'm like, why are you leaving me? What did I ever do to you? Whoa. That's not how. I've never been a mirror masturbator.
Really?
No, that's a girl thing.
No, it isn't.
You know guys that watch themselves.
I don't want to talk about this on air.
Why? Is it your dad?
Yes.
Jesus Eve, don't give away all my secrets.
Jesus Eve.
I pound one out into the mirrors. It's such a big deal. I bring the Windex.
Why do you talk about that gross stuff?
Wait, you know men that get off looking at themselves?
I don't get off. I'm not talking about this.
I know girl. Like, I've had exes who are like, yeah, I do that in the mirror.
Because I'm so beautiful.
Yeah, and when I was, like, younger, I thought that was kind of hot. And now I'm just like, don't you have an iPad?
I've never done that. Never.
Really?
No.
It would just be a house of horrors with me. I mean, really, like, if I put my legs akimbo, it would just look like a blinded Chewbacca.
With me, it'd just be a wasp, judgmental, like.
Oh, would you just write?
Yeah.
You would do the
nip chuck. I would take like a marker and write where I need to like lose weight.
You would give yourself a nip tuck.
Yeah, basically.
You should do that then. Who's the guy? Is it a friend of
ours?
Sean! What? Oh, yeah. I guess that sounded mean. I was just saying something in the heat of the moment.
A tad. That's all right.
It'd be funny.
I'm used to you being mean to me.
You could do a YouTube clip out of it.
No!
They wouldn't ban that because it was educational. As long as it's non-sexual.
I'm used to you being mean to me. It's fine.
Well, good.
Because it's going to change. Yeah, because it's going to continue.
Glad this friendship can go on then.
Forever.
It was so hot. It was so hot today.
Oh my God, it was so hot today.
I try not to bitch about localized stuff because it doesn't really translate.
It doesn't.
People can't comprehend, one, the traffic in this area, which is now omnipresent, and we have taken any crown that LA ever had when it comes to the traffic. And people who listen to the show and visit me, they're like, you weren't kidding. I'm like, yeah, what do you think? If I'm going to make something up, I'm going to talk about traffic, for God's sake.
Well, it's always been LA, DC, and New York that
Two homes of city folk, if you know
but
what I mean.
Kind of like the three that kind of wrestle every year between worst traffic, right?
I've never thought of New York in that conversation, really.
But when they talk about New York, they talk about like Long Island, Queens, the Bronx. They talk about everything. You know, they're not just talking about the city. And here in D.C., people think that hear it, they're just thinking about D.C., but they're also talking about Maryland and Northern Virginia.
Well, DC's
as well.
A nightmare.
It's a nightmare.
DC
completely.
As soon as 4 p.m. rolls around in the city proper, it's like the clogged streets in Independence Day right before the laser blows everything up and the cars are just sitting there and they couldn't make the cars move because that would have cost like too much with the computer graphics.
Yeah, so exactly.
Still. Yeah. And only the laser is moving.
Yeah. And Judd Hirsch needed more money, so they couldn't like Sorry, I
city
love that
folk,
movie.
City folk Judd Hirsch, you mean?
He is city folk.
David, my David.
David, my David fixed you. You wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my David.
Just look up Opie and Anthony and Patrice O'Neill talking about Independence Day and Judd Hirsch in it. Some of the best
you
stuff.
You wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my David. I love him.
He's so offensively Jewish in that movie.
I'm going on Air Force One. I look like such a Shamil. I'm meeting the president?
Really? I don't know how they thought it was okay to to make that in a movie after 1950.
I loved it.
Just the over the top.
I look like such a Shamil. I love that.
I mean, they
might
David,
you hit the president? Well, he wasn't president at the time. Oh, I love me some freaking.
No, just stop right there.
Sorry.
I love me. And scene. This is all. It's pretty much how every conversation with you ends. Like, just I love me in some capacity. I'm so great. Tell me I'm great, John.
No, I was saying I love me some Jeff Goldfarb. That's what I was going to say.
Who?
Jeff. Isn't his name Jeff Goldfarb?
All right, I just wanted you to say it again.
Oh, I love
him. What do you like most about Jeff Goldfarb?
That he's tall and handsome and a good actor and he's hot and sexy and I love him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So in the pantheon of Jeff Goldfarb movies, what are your top ones?
The Alien Girls. What? Alien Girls Are Weird, or what's that one?
Earth Girls Are Easy.
Earth Girls Are Easy.
You have a knack for names.
Shut up. Independence Day.
I've never, by the way, the only people that even know Earth Girls Are Easy exists are you, me, and Julie Brown. It was
Downtown.
It was,
Julie Brown?
Who's the redhead was also Julie Brown. Am I wrong on this?
It might have been.
Oh, now I have to look this up. List more Jeff Goldfarb movies.
No, it's Goldblum.
Damn it. Why did you... I was going to hit you with that at the end, but okay.
Oh, you were. Sorry.
Yeah. I was going to have you list movies, and I'd be like, what a coincidence, because Jeff Goldblum also acted in those. And then you go, oh, I suck! And then you pull out a shotgun and just end it.
Is that what you really want?
I could use that as, like, the art for the podcast. I'm trying to remember the death metal band that used that, a cover of their singer who blew his brains out. And
oh my God,
they used that as the cover of a live bootleg.
Jesus.
Hold on. Death metal.
That is
band
dark.
Dead singer on cover. His name was Euronymous, if I recall.
And he shot him?
Mayhem was the band. Yeah.
He shot himself in the head and they used that?
Yes. The album is called Dawn of the Black Hearts.
Was that an homage to him or was that like...
He was just obsessed with dying. He's like, I'm going to die. I love death. And then like one weekend, he's like, I'm bored. This is the weekend I kill myself. And then like his guitarist, I think, found him and took bits of his skull and made little bits of jewelry out of it. And if you were like his best friend, if you were the most death metal worthy, you got one of the little skull trinkets.
I
here's the cover of Dawn of the Black Hearts.
I don't want to see it.
Oh, it's not that graphic.
That's disgusting. That's freaking disgusting.
But how metal were they?
I don't care.
None more metal.
I don't. That music appeals to me none at all. Like, nothing appeals to me about that type of music.
Not even the awesome cover. That's why I felt so much more hardcore than the Rap Kids.
I find that
when I was in high school.
Disgusting.
They were all about Tupac and Biggie, and I'm like, here's a dead man on my CD cover. I win.
Gross.
What? You don't... Can I show you some more metal
covers? No, can you not? Can we move on?
One more.
No.
Hold on. This is just Pungent Stench. It's Been Caught Buttering. I don't really... That sounds like some British slang.
Ugh.
But it's two decapitated old men kissing each other. And it's just they like took the heads of corpses and made them kiss.
Okay, that's less offensive to me than the other one. That looks like... That cover looks like those old... Remember those in the 90s, those like scary Halloween like short story books?
Scary Stories to Tell in the
Dark. Yeah, Scary Stories.
Written by Jeff Goldfarb.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up. Goldblum.
Whatever.
Must go faster. That looks like something that would be on the cover of that.
Yeah, except it's real. It's actual.
No, it isn't.
Those are actual like heads taken off of corpses.
No, it isn't.
I think they were. I could be stupid, but.
Well, you're not stupid. Clearly.
I thought they were real bodies when I was a kid.
Well, They're not.
All right. All right.
And neither was the other one. Those are both like done and made up.
No, no, no. The
come on, DT. This is Hollywood.
The first one is famous as being like one of the grimmest album covers ever made.
It's disgusting.
All right. All right.
All right. All right.
Yeah. Let's come on.
Come on.
It's been a long day. I'm not bringing it energy wise. I know it's a low tempo show. I've been sweating all friggin' day. The humidity's off the charts, and then it started raining right at the end. It was like the movie Dune in the span of our day. We baked our balls off all day, and then at the end, in the last 5 minutes of the movie, everyone realizes I'm Paul Muad'Dib. I'm a Kwisatz Haderach. You have no idea what Dune is and what I'm saying. But then the skies opened up and rained on Dune.
You're making me laugh.
My Fremen armies were behind me. Baron Vladimir Harkonnen dead before me.
Great.
My sister Aaliyah by my side.
She loved you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know Dune. I'm sorry.
No one knows Dune. It was like only the best sci-fi book ever.
Okay.
And it was made into the most horrible movies you've ever seen. If you want to see a bad movie.
Made, I love watching bad movies.
Made by, who did Eraserhead? Was it David Lynch? This is where I ask you to cover myself so I don't say
no.
It was David Goldenblatt and then couldn't go on with that for like 10 minutes.
Really?
What?
Really? And then you get to look it up on your little computer and
because
correct
Because I had
me.
It right, and it is David Lynch. No, I didn't need a computer to tell you it's not Jeff Goldfarb that was in
ID4. I was actually thinking of Mr. Goldfarb from Chantilly, who I had a big crush on.
Is that the guy who got cheated on by his wife?
No,
his
that
wife
was,
got plowed
was,
by one of the students?
That was Coach Haddock.
Oh, okay.
Should we be saying this?
Senor Haddock? Why? It's like, it's actual written record,
okay,
right?
Okay, yeah. Senora Haddock. Cheated on a student.
With Mike Cornicelli.
Really?
Yeah. Just, you gotta love it. Just the greasy Dago name.
Did you know him?
Yeah, I was in class with Mike, actually. He was
he graduated in 99?
No, he was 1 year above me. But he was just like the, you know, the like blonde Italian, like just drips with like, you know, puss falls off me as an afterthought.
Was he good looking?
I mean, he wasn't like... bad. I guess he was decent looking, but he just had that vibe, even at like 16, of like, I'll make a 40-year-old woman throw away her entire marriage just to sit on my face.
Yeah, it was. I loved Coach Haddock. He was the easiest grader of all time. I had him.
He had to leave after that, right?
No, he was there. He was my history teacher.
So they got rid of the whore, Rodriguez Haddock.
Yeah. Yeah, because
they shamed that whore.
They shamed the whore. She left. I think they got divorced.
You think?
I'm guessing.
I don't know if there could be a bigger insult than a child climbing on top of my wife.
Would you divorce your wife after that?
If I hadn't murdered her, yes.
You would murder your wife after that?
That is one of those, like, okay, I'm not killing anyone.
But what if you did that to a girl child?
A girl child.
Yeah.
I imagine you saying that in the voice of Nell Carter. Oh, girl child. Well, you know, it was all hijinks and
so
lighthearted.
So that's cool. That's all lighthearted.
Yeah. I mean,
if you hooked up with like a 17-year-old.
Are we going to make a big deal about it? She's so young. It was obviously nothing serious.
Yeah,
like,
that's fine.
She's 17. I'm not going to throw away all we got right here, baby, for a child. You know, I've been stressed. You know, I'm not me when I'm stressed.
So it's okay if you do it, but not okay if she does it.
Yeah, what aren't you grasping about this?
I don't know.
Her doing it is disgusting, profoundly so.
No, Mr. Coach Haddock was still there.
But
an oopsie happens.
I'll take you to a nice dinner.
An oopsie happens.
They got the all-you-can-eat Alaskan crab legs over at the Red Lobster.
Look,
come
I'll
on.
Take you to Longhorn Steakhouse.
By the end of the night, we're not...
No steak, but you can get a salad and an appetizer.
I'll even give you my baked potato. That's how much I care. That's how bad I feel about this. I slipped. I effed up. What do you want? I'm sorry.
It's okay, baby.
And scene. Well, I had a real question for you.
Yes.
How did you spend this previous weekend? Was Father's Day, or as I call it, Living Father's Day, because my dad is dead, so I don't have to do anything for it.
Your dad is dead.
Other than stay out of the house in case my mother tears up.
Right, and I knew your dad, so just to let you know, he was totes on my mind all weekend long.
Was he really?
No.
I was going to say, and my dad was great. I have nothing against my dad.
Your dad was amazing.
I was working.
Your dad was absolutely the coolest guy ever.
He gave me the gift of indentured servitude in a blue-collar job that he passed on to me, much like a mother passing on herpes to her infant's eyes as it passed through the birth canal.
Oh, you own your own business. Shut up.
I guess I do.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
All right.
Okay, this is how I spend my weekend. My mom...
On Living Father's Day.
On Living...
I just like clarifying that. There's no dead Father's Day. What am I supposed to do? Paint a sugar skull on my face and mourn? There's no protocol. I'm supposed to, like, take him out for a crappy meal and buy him, like, his loafers that he likes and his smart JCPenney shirts.
You could have gone to his grave.
Oh, it's like an hour away.
Oh, right. That's too long.
It is.
Especially in D.C. traffic.
I try to, like, get jobs near his grave, and I'll swing by.
Oh, that's nice.
The last time I was there, no joke, I had to pee in the cemetery.
Did you pee on his grave?
No, I didn't pee on his grave.
And just the guy next to him?
No, I wound up peeing on no graves, but I did pee, like, there's a tombstone of a kid who died, like, at age 16 or 17. Micah Cornicelli! After banging Mrs. Rodriguez Haddock, he realized it was all downhill. And so he died like a mayfly after it pumps its insect load. No, it's just weird. There's like this guy who died, I guess, at age 17. And his parents got one of those tombstones where they kind of put the senior picture on the tombstone.
Oh.
And so I've just seen this kid's face for like the last 15 years visiting my dad's grave. And, like, as I'm peeing, I was just making eye contact with this tombstone. It's very weird.
Oh, that is weird.
Yeah, because I had to go in this pine tree, this coniferous tree, and try not to get, like, the needles up my prick.
The coniferous forest.
Yeah, it's like I'm either going to get sap on my balls, a needle in my dick. I'm trying not to pee on my feet. And then I'm like, I look out, and yeah, I see this tuxedo grave that stared at me for however long. I was like, good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
I made it do one little lift.
Yeah, just one little.
Yeah.
One little. Tan.
Yeah, that was that's how your wiener tips its cap.
Yeah, you tip your wiener cap to
just,
him.
Yeah, just one little one little kegel.
Well, I celebrated Father's Day. My mom,
Living Father's Day.
Living Father's Day. My mom was at the casino all weekend.
Nice.
And my dad and I made sausage.
Really?
We made homemade sausage together.
Was this premeditated?
Yeah, it was his idea. And he had like the, and a lot of people don't know, they eat sausage, but to make it, you know.
It's disgusting. There's.
It is.
Honest to God, what exactly is the pithy saying about sausage again?
I mean, I don't know the pithy saying, but.
Something to the effect of, if you like sausage, don't find out where it comes from.
Right. But my dad made everything homemade.
Well, like, describe what exactly goes into sausage.
It was pork, a little bit of beef, sage, some chuck, you know, and he mixed it all together. But then the gross part is he has a sausage maker and you get the pork intestines. Like, that's what they're called, right? The intestine, like the outlining of the pork intestine.
No, they're called the pork gold bloom.
Shut up. And then you put them on the machine. And
wait,
then,
so how big is the like? Is it just because I'm
like
picturing
a long? It's like it was
I'm picturing
like,
30 feet of intestine right now.
It was
now.
Like a 6 foot long intestine. And his,
how thick is it?
It's very thin. And
is
then
okay.
And then the the sausage.
I'm picturing like human colon right now.
it looked like it was disgusting. So he has this sausage maker.
Sausage.
Sausage, sorry. And then he you know, made the in casing or whatever, and then stuck the casing on, and I had to crank the sausage maker as it like poops it out into
This sounds
the,
like something from a Tool video.
Yeah, into the intestine. And then he, you know, wraps it off and makes a long link of sausage.
So like, wait, do you...
Like Tony Soprano wears in the...
Sausage!
Yeah, hey! I love...
So you're sitting there with the crank.
I'm cranking.
Yeah. As a living, breathing Italian stereotype.
Yeah.
You're cranking. You have to take the entire, I don't know, let's just say poop and rewind, right? Like before he starts tying off, right? Like don't you have to crap the entire thing into the...
No, you stick the intestine onto the crank.
I get like putting a garden hose up to the socket on the
yes,
wall. Yeah.
Yes. And then you start cranking and it starts pooping out into the intestine.
So far, I'm with you.
And he figures how long he wants his sausage.
Uh-huh.
And then he goes, all right, stop, Eve. And then he twirls it off. And then I crank again. And he
oh,
makes...
so he twirls it and then, like, cuts it off?
No, not cuts it. You make a long link.
Wait, okay, if you tie it off, how does more sausage poop go through the butt?
You tie... Because you tie it off.
Okay.
And do, like, a really tight little titers, whatever.
All right, see, I'm picturing you've crapped 6 inches of sausage poop right at the end of the spigot, and then you tie that off. So, like, how does anything pass through that?
It doesn't pass through because the intestine is stronger than the meat.
Yeah, okay.
Intestines are strong. People don't realize that. They're thin, but they're strong.
Like me.
So he made a long link, huge long link of sausage, just like Tony Soprano in...
I had to see this.
One of my favorite episodes of The Sopranos.
Yeah, it's Carmella's dad's birthday, and he's twirling the sausage.
Marco Polo.
Yeah. You actually know the episode name?
Yeah, of course. I can
he's
quote...
He's twirling it like a burlesque dancer with tassels on her bosoms.
So great.
And, okay, you did...
He's a pompous man. He always has been.
So you made sausage.
We made sausage, and that was the day before.
Did you ever... Like, look at your dad, and you're like, I'm so happy you're alive. I'm like John's dad. And he's like, what a weird thing to say, Eve.
Yeah, and then,
Jesus, that was morbid, Eve.
And then we were the ones that...
Did you put a mirror under his nose?
No.
And he's like, what are you doing?
No, we were the
Just
ones...
Just checking if you're alive, Daddy.
After we said that to each other, we were the ones that pooped in a bag and put the flaming bag on your parents' house.
No.
That was us.
And you wrote the words dead dad on the bag. That was so mean.
Yeah. Dead Vasily.
Oh, no. You used his name. Yeah. That was not nice. You crossed a line there. Apologize.
I'm sorry.
Stand up for yourself, dummy. Okay. So after you defecated in a bag, you took a big sausage crap. So you made all the sausage.
Yes.
You made a 6-foot sausage train.
We like to call it sausage.
That your dad actually did pose with. And I would use it as the picture for the podcast, except you used that annoying SEPA filter that you use for every picture because you think it thins you out.
Oh, that's just my go-to. Like that's
I know, it's your go-to filter.
How do I change it?
You just swipe through the filters until you go to none.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's just like the one that's...
I know why you use it. Don't cover your tracks on the air.
I don't use it for any reason.
You're lying like Jeff Goldfarb in Down Goes Bigby.
I've seen that movie.
And he lied, didn't he? About beating Bigby.
To Macaulay Culkin's brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kieran Culkin.
Uh-huh.
See, I've seen that movie.
Me too.
Yeah.
Jeff Goldfarb was kind of a jerk in it.
Wait, you don't like that filter?
No.
Why?
It looks like the cover of like a Smash Mouth album. It looks so... Okay, do you know what it is exactly? It is the filter they used on that video Smooth with Rob Thomas and Santana. Just that weird kind of teal tone to everything. That's exactly what your filter
because
is.
Because you're so smooth.
Yeah.
And it's just like
and
the
his
ocean
wife is dancing with her
under
stack,
the moon.
Her stack of dime yes. nipples. Through
Same
her shirt.
State of motion that I get from you.
Look at you.
I know the whole song.
I remember that song playing in a freshman dorm with a girl that I really wanted to have sex with, and I definitely didn't. And that's the best story I've ever told on the air. But yes. I have a really vivid memory. I was in the dorm of Heather Burke and Meg Ritz. And I would have taken either at that point. And I got neither.
Well.
But I did have T3 internet speed porn and my own computer.
Ooh.
Starting a lifelong addiction.
To porn. Yeah.
To porn.
Yes. And then we made sausage. We went for a walk and we hung out. And I don't know. Then my mom came home.
Ruined everything. Your words, not mine.
She did not ruin everything because she gave...
It's not what you said in the car.
She gave me and my dad money.
That's true.
And I took you out for sushi yesterday.
With that money.
Yes.
Very kind of you. All right, so can you get into why your mom had money?
Yeah, she went to the casino with her boss and her other coworkers, and he was up.
How much was he up? Tell the good people.
Your
mom's boss
was up
throws down.
But he was up about half a mil.
This is not a joke, people.
It's not a big deal to me, just because I'm so used to it. I've gone to casinos my entire life with him. He bets $10,000 a hand. We're not going to mention his name on
no,
air.
No, we will not.
Absolutely not.
Out of respect to a very rich man who could squish us like insects.
Right, but he's done so much for my family, so much for me financially.
When's he
going
to start doing things for me? Like, I feel I know so much
about
him.
You have to meet him.
Can he listen to this and, like, meet me in spirit?
I wouldn't think that this would be his bag.
You never know.
He's kind of like my mom, who has like zero sarcastic sense of humor. You know, my dad likes the show.
It's not sarcasm to hear you call Jeff Goldblum Jeff Goldfarb for 5 minutes.
Shut up. I was thinking of Mr. Goldfarb from Chantilly. I loved him.
All right, lusty sigh.
No, but he was up about half a mil. He bets about $10,000 a hand. He was up and... He gave my mom a cut, and my mom gave me my cut.
Good Lord.
I get a cut.
You really are like part Guinea. You're talking about getting your cut? Making sausage all day?
I mean, but...
When are you going to wax your mustache?
No, it's more Irish, like, mafia for my family. Like, there's stuff that my family has done that is very Irish mafia.
Oh, really? Broken some kneecaps? Pulled out a dildo in a movie, like The Departed?
No, but I got my cut, and I took John out to sushi.
You did?
Yeah.
You.
I was so full by the end of that.
That was a good meal.
Remember when you popped your tofu?
Yes. You laughed because my little bento box came with two tofu bricks.
Yeah.
And they cooked it in a way that the outside was like leather, and the inside was pretty much still wet foam. And yeah, I tried to pull at it using chopsticks, and it plopped right back into its bed of...
And it went...
Yeah, I just had it sounded like if I had a really big meaty penis and I were trying to impress someone, and I just put it on a desk.
Or if
like John Holmes in a job interview.
Or if you just slapped it across someone's cheek.
Yeah, just this little... It was firm, and you could tell there's a half to it.
Yeah.
But you could also tell it wasn't the biggest object on earth. But you laughed for like 5 minutes
and
because
it was,
tofu fell out of my chubby chopsticks.
And it was covered in sauce.
It was. And after that, just to not give you the satisfaction again, I didn't eat the rest of it.
Yeah, I know you didn't.
Just sat there staring at you eating sushi.
In a really creepy way, guys. I'm actually really scared right now.
Did you, to conclude Living Father's Day,
yes.
Did you watch any of the entirely new HBO slate?
My dad watches True Detective, but we decided, we had a really uncomfortable incident like a lot of years ago during the Sopranos episode when Janice is with Ralphie.
Oh, I think, hold on.
Yes.
All right. So
sticking something.
They're in bed together.
Yes.
And Janice is using a dildo.
Yes.
On Jeff Goldfarb from behind.
Shut up.
And calling him a little whore.
Yeah.
And talking about putting him on the street.
Oh, yeah. You're my little whore.
Yes.
And me and my dad watched that together on TV. And that was like the last uncomfortable thing we could watch together. And then we kind of caught an episode of Shameless together, and it
see,
was
that's
bad.
Something.
It was bad.
I don't even like watching that with my girlfriend, really.
Yeah, it was bad. But he watched True Detective.
Which had, by the way, last year, I'm saying it right now, the best nudity that has really ever been on a cable show.
Great.
Alexandra Daddario, episode 2, really pulls him out. And then there's some other...
His penis?
Yeah. She pulls out Woody Harrelson's penis. And then it's just 8 minutes of him staring at the camera and not breaking eye contact with the camera, just directly in the lens. And he makes it move to the tune of the Star Spangled Banner. It's kind of like a Wizard of Oz, Dark Side of the Moon thing. Yeah, like I saw it and I'm like, is he talking in Morse at first? And then I pulled out my vinyl record of Jimi Hendrix playing the banner, the Star Spangled, and it synced up perfectly. Mind blown.
Yeah.
That's America.
I mean, other than that, I've just been watching Orange is the New Black. I don't know.
So, I've been watching that, too.
Oh, yeah?
I lurched my way through season 3.
I liked it. You didn't like it?
I mean, it's no The Fly with Jeff Goldfarb.
Can I'm you just... stop with that?
What?
I mispronounced someone's name. When do I ever get an actor's name wrong? That's why you're happy
A
about this.
A mispronunciation would be Jeff Goldblum instead of Goldblum. You
so I picked another Jewish name.
That you did. And I know we're talking actors, so like you should have hit someone on the dartboard.
Yeah. You know how good I am at remembering actors. I just had a moment.
All right. If you're so good with actors, who plays Piper? Yeah. Who plays Crazy Eyes?
Akula Ablade.
That's the most racist thing I've ever heard.
That's her name.
What you just said was more racist than the shooting of those 9 angels down in South Carolina.
Stop that.
What?
That was awful.
It was.
I hope that kid...
That kid and his haircut.
The haircut.
That
awful.
Should be the deciding factor. Like, if they're on the fence about killing him, just show a picture of his hair.
That kid...
He's one of the monkeys with that haircut.
I'm not, like... I'm really not for the death penalty, but I really...
There are some instances where
I really wouldn't mind if that guy...
What's he got to offer? Nothing.
He is awful. What does he have to offer in prison? What is he going to do for us in prison? Nothing.
Maybe he's going to make some really good Bruno. Maybe he's going to revolutionize the Bruno game.
That guy... that kid. Anyway, Orange is the New Black.
Orange is the New Black.
Who's your favorite character?
My favorite character this season, I liked sexy lesbian, whatever her name is.
Oh, Ruby Rose.
Yeah, but only because I wanted to screw her. I like Crazy Eyes, whose name is like Udo something.
Like I said, Udo something.
No.
Ruby Rose is like...
Uzo Abuda.
Yeah.
You... Shut up.
That's what I said.
You just made guttural, you pretty much just went uba la booba scene.
You know what's cool is basically like every black actress on that show.
I don't like this territory.
What? Went to Juilliard. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Like they
thought you're going to get us in trouble here.
They all went to Juilliard.
Okay, don't say they. That's a little racist.
I'm saying they as like...
Okay.
Oh my God.
All right, Captain N-Bomb. Slow it down.
My favorite character is Poussey.
You like Poussey?
Yeah.
I don't like Poussey. I think Poussey got a lot of screen time this season because she got booed up with the head writer. And they make an adorable lesbian couple. But I don't find she... Okay, what... Do you want me to critique this first? Where do we go? This is not the best episode we've ever done, but that's okay. We're going to work
really?
Through
I think
together.
This is gold.
Do you really?
I think we're doing great.
Do you think it's gold farb?
I think it's gold bloom.
All right. Yeah, do you want to talk about why you liked it? Do you want me to explain why I hated it, why I thought it was crap?
Why don't you go first?
Okay. I will get into why season three of Orange is the New Black was, I'm not going to say a disaster, because I don't like doing the whole internet talk. This is the worst season of the worst show that ever, evered. 5 exclamation points. Reason number 12 on my list will blow your mind.
And then I'm going to do fan fiction.
Just fanfic. All right.
That was me.
Bless you. Gesundheit. All right. My big problem with season three of Orange is the New Black. Do you like how I do it? Like,
yes.
Elementary school style, where I'm like,
like, you have to explain it to
the
me.
The answer to question four, answered in a full sentence, is as follows.
But it's like you're talking to me and saying that.
I didn't like it because you could tell they were doing nothing but doggy paddling. Do you like how I said peddling instead of paddling? They were doggy paddling this season because they established season one, Piper has like 15 months in the Hooskow.
Okay.
And they chewed through like 4 or 6 of the months or whatever in at least season one. I think they pissed through like half of it.
Yeah.
And then season two, they're kind of like, oh, God, we have to hit the brakes. This was a hit. We can milk this.
Right, right, right.
Season three rolls around. The main character, Piper, nothing happens with her. There's no talk of her sentence and her getting out. The entire show's premise is Piper is this little white bread girl, and she's in prison, and she'll eventually get out. There's a beginning. We see the beginning. She's in prison. And there's going to be an end when she gets out of prison. They're like, holy crap, we want to make a lot of seasons of this show. So they did nothing with it. It would be like if in the middle of The Godfather, they're like, oh, we have a hit movie on our hands. What are we going to do? And then it just cuts to 90 minutes of like Sonny plugging horse. And you're like, I get it. He's a character in the show. Just, 45 minutes of Sonny biting Callow's knuckle and then air punching him.
Yeah.
But it...
They definitely slowed this season down.
It was
down.
Almost like a spinoff. It was almost a spinoff of Orange is the New Black. It was like a show that took place in the Orange is the New Black universe, but it was everyone but Piper. It was like, hey, you remember this character that didn't have a ton of screen time? She's getting 3 episodes.
Well, maybe... Maybe that's why I liked it, because, I mean, I like Piper. I like the actress. I can't think of her name right now. I'm sorry. But I've never really liked Laura Prepon.
I'll tell you why I hate Laura Prepon.
Because she doesn't show her boobs.
Yeah. She's not a team player. Piper is the star of this show and has pulled him out every year. And you know what she did this year? Her goddamn duty. That's what she did. She pulled him out. It was so rote. It was just 5 seconds. So like, here they are again.
Yeah.
And you know what? I appreciate it. Do you know how livid, like, anytime any girl is ever like, why do you want to see my boobs? You've seen them before when you're like sexting. It's like, because I want to see them again. I want to make sure one didn't fall off. Do you want that as the answer? They're just fun to see. Like, I got so mad when, is it Emilia Clarke? Who plays Daenerys, the Queen of Dragons on Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
I believe after the previous season, she's like, I'm never pulling him out again for Game of Thrones.
Well, that's in her contract. She probably had a contract where it's like, I can show them for 2 or 3. I don't know what season they're on. I don't watch Game of Thrones.
I think they just finished 5.
Okay, so I show them for 3 seasons and that's it. She wrote that. That's
horrible. Why? If you've already seen her once, just pull her out all the time.
Because she's already making money.
Is it that bad? Is it that bad to show off your flawless body?
Because she's already making money and she doesn't have to show them again.
If I were that good looking, I would write it into my contract that...
You are that good looking,
Brian. I know. I'm a model. I'm a jewelry model, according to Francine. If I were that attractive, I would have it written into my contract that there's one episode where I'm just firing ping pong balls out of into the dragon's mouth.
No, you wouldn't.
Just a game of fetch where I'm like, here, dragon 3, pa-ting! And he catches it.
You wouldn't, though. If you can make money and not do that, make
What's
as
so
much...
What's so demeaning about it? It's like if you,
I'm not saying it's demeaning at all.
If I had
all.
A 12-inch pipe, you think that would... You think I'd be in pants?
I'm not saying it's demeaning at all. I'm saying that she's making more money now than she did in season 1, and she yeah. doesn't have to pull out her tits.
But so she should.
She should because you want to see them.
Everyone does. She's America's sweetheart. She's America's naked sweetheart.
Yeah, but Laura Prepon, I've never liked her because I just think she's a horrible actress.
She is.
I think she has a sad face all the time. She's always like, I just did a sad face.
Yeah.
No one could.
Oh,
yeah,
killed
sorry.
On the radio.
Yeah, just that totally killed. She looks horrible with black hair, like just like a witch.
Yeah. I mean, she's a ginger in real life. Like, not that I don't love brunettes, but like if you're a ginger, don't screw with it.
But she's not. A brunette on the show. She has like dark black witch hair.
No, she has goth. She has black number one goth hair.
Ugh. But Ruby Rose. Ugh. Marry me.
Well, yeah. And then
she is the most beautiful thing I have ever seen.
I will. We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
I'm 100% with you with Laura Prepon. They had the little sex scene between her and Piper where nothing comes out. And I'm like, really? Donna 70s show? We're not going to see him. Are you going to pull him out when you're 45? You know what? Neve Campbell. That's what. Don't wait too long.
Even Meryl Streep's pulled out her tits in movies.
Exactly.
And she's like...
The dingo ate her baby, and then she just pulled out
and
old
she's
lefty.
She's Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, happy birthday, Meryl. It's her birthday today.
Look at you. Look at you. God, I hope it's like December 17th, and you're just wildly off the mark.
No, it's today's her birthday.
Son of a bitch. Fine.
Same as June Manger's. Happy birthday, June.
No. Yeah, I just... If you're not the biggest starlet on earth, just do it. You're beautiful. Just do it. 50 years from now, you'll be like, why didn't I? I'm now old and disgusting. Why didn't I put to film me when I was young and
pretty? You know what I appreciate about, like, people like Kathy Bates. Do you ever see About Schmidt? When she gets completely naked and she doesn't give an F.
I love
She's
it.
She's just
That's
like
the best
disrobes.
Scene. It's so gross. I love it.
But like, good for her.
Oh, it's the best.
Good for her.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, as much as I'm a pig and I want to see a hot woman naked, like an old, fat, slovenly broad just be like, I don't care. That's hilarity to the nth degree.
But
Again, a team player.
But I'm telling you, people, after they're on a hit show, this is what I'm telling you just in my knowledge of the biz.
Mm-hmm.
After you're on a hit show, you sign a contract usually for 2 seasons. And in those 2 seasons, you can contract to do nudity or not. And if it's a hit, after season 3 or 4, your agent comes in and you can be like, well, I don't want to do nudity anymore. I don't want to do this or this or this or this anymore. And they can re-sign it. Laura Prepon never showed her boobs. But I'm saying your girl from Game of Thrones probably realized she's like, I'm making so much more money than I was in season 1. And now I don't have to do
that
anymore.
It makes the time she did show it less fun. Because now it's like, oh, you didn't want to do that, did you?
I don't think she didn't want to do it. I'm sure she was happy to do it. I'm sure it was uncomfortable. But she did it. But now she doesn't have to anymore because she's making so much more money than she was in season 1 and 2. That's what it is.
I guess.
That's what it is.
Fine.
Okay.
ruins it when I know they didn't really want to get naked.
Yeah. Do you think anyone ever wants to get naked on camera except
yes.
for porn people?
Absolutely. Like, if you're really attractive, if I were very... Okay. Obviously, I am a handsome man. I'm a model now.
I know you are.
But let's pretend... that I'm not attractive, and I'm
that's
imagining...
Really hard for, that's hard for me to do.
I know. You have to act as well as Jeff Goldfarb acts. Let's pretend that I'm not attractive.
Okay.
If I dreamt of being attractive, if I were in that body, I would be pulling it out all the time. I would just be like, oh, these abs? Like, that would... No shirt ever... I would dress like Axl Rose on the Use Your Illusion tour. Just open shirt and a kilt. And my dong just out there like a flagpole.
I don't think you would.
Any excuse to pull it out. Any.
To show your D?
Any. If it was just a big, meaty...
All right, show me now.
No.
Why?
The studio's cold and there's nothing to show. It would not make the thud of dropped tofu.
That sounds like a poem, the thud of dropped tofu.
If I dragged it across the surface, it would sound like a little mouse running. That's how light it would be. Just be like, that's it. That's all I could produce.
All right, so I liked the third season of Orange is the New Black. I mean, I liked it. I hated the Norma story. That was stupid.
It was all stupid. It was all stupid. They artificially put that girl Ruby Rose in, who like every chick is going nuts about, which is great. I love hearing chicks being like, I just want to les out on this chick.
She's so freaking beautiful.
There's some interview with her going on about being gender fluid and like
I can't stand her in real life.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's like
I just like looking at pictures of her. I'm gender fluid. I can't do an Australian accent.
No, keep going.
No, you try.
No, you had it.
No,
please,
you do
keep
it.
Keep going. Oh, you saw through me.
Yeah.
All right.
I did.
Sorry, we're not all actors, Eve.
I've known you since I've been six. I can see through you now.
She was blathering about, and again, if you want to be gender fluid, I don't give a crap. This is all just cute girl privilege, though. She's like, oh, I'm gender fluid. I don't know if I identify as a boy, as a girl. You get to do that because you have amazing jugs. You're thin as hell. You have the lips of, you know, Angelina Jolie in her prime. You can say whatever the hell you want, and everyone still wants to screw you.
Yeah.
That's it. If the chick who played Boo was talking about being gender fluid, we'd be like, this is disgusting. And you need to climb into a cannon so we can shoot you into the moon's eye.
I do love Boo, though. I love that
Boo
character.
Boo is great.
She's hilarious.
I'm just saying, I'm sorry, that was another part of the show that really rubbed me the wrong way, season 3.
What?
It started to get so up its own PC ass.
But, okay, let me agree with you on this.
Uh-huh.
Weeds is done by Jenji Cohen as well.
Yeah.
And they, I don't know if you watch Weeds.
I did for a time.
But they randomly drop in Weeds and in Orange is the New Black little agendas of liberalism.
I've never seen it so naked. And again, I'm like
But it's all liberal agenda, like, which I mean, I'm very, very liberal.
So oh, I'm on team libqueer.
I mean, oh, I am too. But they drop these like lines that don't fit in
at all
with the story just to be like,
oh my, like, first of all, the Tran, whatever the hell, I don't know what I'm supposed
to. Laverne Cox.
Laverne. There's a scene where she's called what, a lady man,
mm-hmm,
by one of the other inmates. And she's like, do you really want to be calling me a lady man when I got a handful of your hair? It's like, it's so fake. It's like, oh, please, transgender individual, tell us the proper nomenclature that applies to you. And then that was done at least twice.
Yeah.
Where they're like, oh, the beating of the transgender woman. Okay, I get it. She's transgender. And every time it wasn't just like in the spirit of the character where it's like, oh, this sucks, I'm hurt. It's like, I'm hurt because they didn't refer to me with the proper pronouns. You know what I mean? It was just so like, let me educate you dumb people in Nebraska watching this.
No, but they do. And they did so more on Weeds because that started in the George Bush years. Where they would drop, like, liberal agendas against George Bush. And again, people, I'm liberal. I am not conservative at all. Go gays. Go everything. But
brave stance right there. Go brave, everything.
Whatever. But Jenji Cohen is very into, like, there'll be one line that doesn't fit in with a conversation that's very, very
just
political.
Weird, like a Jewish person in Hollywood, liberal. Eh, continue.
I wonder how that happened.
Let's ask Jeff Goldfarb.
Stop it.
Okay.
She'll drop in one little line in a script or in a conversation that doesn't really go with it, but kind of does, that just goes to her, like, go liberal agenda, you know?
God, it's just such...
And ooh, it makes the writing that less...
It makes it poor.
It makes it poor to me. It makes it... less about the characters and more about her.
That sums it up.
Then it
and
does.
That happened much more so this season than it has before.
I loved the ending, though. I thought the ending was so beautiful. When
the ending where they didn't get naked in the river?
one, the big black girl got naked and got her mitzvah.
It's like worse.
That's, shut up.
That's worse than seeing nothing.
I thought that was a beautiful scene. It went on forever, but it was beautiful, and there was a lot of connections. I'm glad So-So finally found her prison family with the like the black girls, you know?
Yes.
Because she...
Poussey got her girlfriend.
Yeah, Poussey got her girlfriend. She found a family, because I always felt bad for So-So, even though she was annoying as hell. But I just felt bad for her because she's cute, and I don't know. She... No one liked her, so. And I'm cute, and no one likes me, so. Kidding. But I thought the ending was beautiful when they all were in the lake.
Mm. I thought it was all crap, and I was so happy I got through it.
Well, I'm glad you did.
And I would complain, except I don't pay for Netflix. I just bum my friend's account, as is the American way.
I bum it from my my in-laws.
There you go.
In-laws.
What do you mean, in-laws, in quotes?
You know what I mean.
Do I?
Stop.
Yes, I know. Okay, well, let's close our Orange is the New Black segment and our show with a shot of the real Alex Voss. Her name is Cleary Wolters, W-O-L-T-E-R-S.
Cleary Wolters?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just a name that your kid's not going to turn out right.
That's the Alex Voss in real life.
Yes, that is the Laura Prepon. And this is the character that, of course, was romantically involved with the very pretty little blonde girl who goes to prison. Piper.
Piper Kiernan is the...
The main character, yeah.
Kiernan is the lady that developed it, the lady that Piper is based on.
All right, yeah. She's our protagonist.
Okay.
And in the show, of course, Alex Voss is, like we said, Laura Prepon, who, even if you don't agree with her choice of hair color, she's still like a little gothed up sex thing with her glasses and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to see... What Cleary Wolters looks like.
I've never seen her. Let me see.
I want a real reaction to this.
Okay. Wait.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm really confused. That's her?
That's the real Alex Voss.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was Laura Prepon next to her.
Yes.
Wait, that's her?
Yeah.
That's her now or that's her when she was in prison?
I don't think
there's enough time
on Earth. And that was a flattering photo.
Ugh.
Okay, here's the best.
Ugh.
Here's the best. I can keep going.
Stop.
I can keep going. Yeah, and here's the real Piper, by the way, who's pretty damn cute.
She's adorable.
She was in a lesbian relationship with that. Mm-hmm.
That's my reaction to that.
For those of you that know DC radio really well, she pretty much looks like a fat Buzz Burbank. There you go. There's the loving couple.
Wait, when was this taken?
A couple years ago.
Oh, God! Piper!
Thank you for having an honest reaction that I wanted you to have for once.
Piper!
Exactly. Exactly. She wasn't a cute little lipstick les.
No!
She was with the Big Boo of the prison.
She was with Big Boo!
Yeah.
But she was with that girl before... I mean, if the...
Yeah. She was just willingly with that... Stubby little 1950s defensive tackle of a woman.
With that slug?
Yeah.
That I pour salt on in my parents' backyard.
Yeah, slug! Yeah! Gale the snail.
I don't want to salt someone!
Well, that's it for this episode.
All right.
Thank you, Eva Crickson.
You're welcome.
If they want to stalk you, it's at Orchard Eva on Twitter, but they can... find you on Facebook.
Yeah, I'll get better at Twitter, I promise.
No, you won't. You are a fertile field of broken promises, my friend. I'm John Papa Giorgio, at Papa's Basement on Twitter for me, and the show site's inpapasbasement.com. That is every episode we've ever done up there, as well as my writing. And please Google iTunes Papa's Basement, P-A-P-A, apostrophe S. So you can go through the really, really difficult process of leaving us a review, like your dear friend Lydia did.
Aww.
It's Lydia, right?
Yeah.
Yes, who you won't let me meet. You stand between us.
The three of us
need to go to Little Caesars and then visit my first puppy.
I want to keep you all to myself, that's why.
I know. I know your fiendish plan, bitch. You can also find Papa's Basement on Facebook, Stitcher, and a bunch of podcast networks that I'm brain farting on. You had Jeff Goldfarb.
Yep.
And I have that.
Stuff Guys Like.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I didn't really forget. I just wanted to bail out.
Oh, you did. Sorry.
Yeah, I did. So, thanks, buddy.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. Goldfarb out.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.